Hello and welcome to the S-Words Podcast, a roundtable discussion about pop culture topics beginning with the letter S. I'm Dominic Nguyen.
I'm Dominic Nguyen.
I'm Chris Nguyen.
How am I supposed to lead into that? I can't even sing Nguyen.
I'm Kevin Chu.
He's still Chris Nguyen and I'm still Danny Sudhirakul.
You had to pause for your own name, but not for Chris's?
I was trying to think.
You were trying to push out Danny Nguyen, weren't you?
No. No, I was trying to think if there was an equivalent of Owen Fong I could mine for this, but no.
The Nguyen brothers.
Yes. Yes.
So for those of you listeners that don't know, actually Dom and Chris are related.
Of course.
By marriage.
Wait.
Hug pillow marriage.
Although Mike and Lawrence are related.
Yeah, we actually
really married.
I don't think you guys have ever heard Lawrence. He's actually one of my roommates from a while. We've known him all throughout college. It turns out that the Mike that you guys have heard on the show before is actually related to that Lawrence. And they just found out like last week. No,
what
2 weeks ago.
Did they just go to like a random family reunion?
It was a family reunion. It was a family reunion, like an anniversary or something. It's like, what are you doing here? What are you doing here? I'm related to him. I'm related to him too. Oh, God.
Well, that means that one night they spent together is even dirtier.
I don't think they'd regret it.
That doesn't make any sense. Mike would never have been, like, 10 around the time Lawrence was around.
10.
I can just hear Lawrence's chair squeaking now. I think he's going to rush over here.
Just punch you in the face. All right. Anyway, today's topic is summer movies. We're heading toward the height of summer movie season. And, you know, school just got out. And we've got a lot of people in the theaters packing in, which is funny because officially summer movie season started like 2 months ago, right? With Iron Man 2,
A month and a half ago with Iron Man 2. It used to be that summer movie season kicked off at Memorial Day.
Yeah, what the hell?
And then they kept pushing it forward until finally the first movie release of May, or sometimes the last movie release of April, is actually the kickoff of the summer movie season.
Which
summer creep.
Yeah, it's summer creep. They want to make summer longer so that they make more money off of summer movies.
Yeah, I used to remember that the big summer movie that was really early in May was The Mummy. I remember that. Oh. That was 1999. That was the first time I saw a big action movie that came around. Like, that was like May 3rd or something like that.
Spider-Man was what, 99?
Spider-Man was 2001.
2001.
And it was...
Oh, okay.
Was... No. It was 2002.
2002.
It was 2002.
That was the, that was near
they
when
had to
I was
change
grad-
the entire ending on it.
Yeah.
Because,
So it was 2002,
not just
but
that.
It was also like late April, wasn't it? Or was it a
no,
May release?
It was May
a May
3rd.
Release. Okay. It was right on the border of April and May then. It kept pushing and pushing and pushing back. And now, what was the Iron Man 2 release date this year? April 20-something?
No. It was a May release.
It was?
I think it was May 7th. Yeah. It was like May 7th. May 2nd? May 7th? Something like that.
Something.
So early May.
So we're not...
Something. Nothing.
So we're not quite breaking into where April is summer yet.
The year Matrix came out was an April release. I don't know if it was late April, but it was mid to late April.
Well, Matrix was R, though, so... They don't really push summer.
Yeah, I don't think they released it with the anticipation of it becoming a huge hit during the summer.
Yeah.
But there are sometimes kind of they don't know about them type releases that come out in mid to late April. I think like this year was Kick-Ass was one of those kind of movies. And except that movie's gone now.
Yeah. It's long gone.
Oh.
Well, the thing is about Kick-Ass.
I wouldn't say aw.
Yeah.
I was disappointed.
Really?
In Kick-Ass, it's not a movie that I really need to see in the theater. It's just...
Okay.
It's one of those things where I'll, you know, borrow Kevin's DVD at some point and go,
I'm not going to have it on DVD. Oh. I didn't even like it at all.
Oh, okay.
I love the comic book, but I did not like the movie.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'll just borrow your book then. Probably end up being better for
me. That's not the only thing you can borrow or grab on the way out.
Oh, I can grab everything I want. Lita's not around.
That's true. Oh, we didn't talk about this. Lita is traveling around the world, listeners. So for you Australian listeners, she was just in New Zealand. I think that has nothing to do with Australia. But she was...
It's cold, man.
But she was actually thinking of going to Australia, but she canceled that part of the trip. But she's in Japan right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, for all you Swedish listeners.
She's going to go to one of those concerts. What are they? The robot concerts.
The Vocaloid concerts?
No, she's not going to go to one of those.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll tell her about them. And she'll be all like, ew!
It's like a Gorillaz concert, but without real people at the instruments.
Or deodorant.
Is she going to fist pump along with the rest of them? Not saying anything in response to Chris's comment.
When I think of fist pump, I don't think of that movement you just did. I think of a different one involving a rubber fist.
Hey, Chris, what's this mean? To me?
Break it!
Break it! Break it!
Bleep.
Okay, so speaking of summer movies.
All right. Let's.
I told you we should have a stuff segment, and now all this stuff's coming on. Okay, let's. Whoa. Okay. Hey, I didn't even drink anything this time.
Are you sure? Because that bottle's looking mighty suspicious.
It's water.
Okay, fine.
Mixed with vodka.
Yeah.
That kind of a roller.
So anyway, we're going back to talking about summer movies. We started on the topic of, you know, summer movies that are about 10 years ago. But let's go a little further back and go back to when we actually got every summer off, you know, in our school days, and talk about our first memories of, you know, going to a theater and getting that big blockbuster experience, or just even going to the big theater in summer. It's like, we've got nothing else to do. It's a Friday night. Drugs haven't really reached our neighborhood yet. Let's go watch a movie. And so for me, this is a weird thing. Like, when I was around 11 or 12, I can't remember what year this movie came out, my cousin worked at a theater. And he was working the box office, and, you know, for the last showing of the night, he would sneak us in, and we would be watching we would just watch all sorts of movies. The one that sticks out in my memory most from when we were out of school, and we went over to there, at, like, for the 11:30 showing or something like that, we're like, yeah, we're staying up late, we're watching an R movie, yeah! And it was
Naked Lunch?
No, it was Raising Cain.
No!
Oh, this movie again.
Yep.
Wow, I never thought I would have two conversations about Raising Cain.
And they're both with me, aren't they?
You're the only one.
Yeah. And it's just like, what? And it scarred me. And I didn't go back to summer movies for a while. That's... Isn't that weird? It's so stupid. And yet that's...
Wasn't this your number one scary movie?
Yes! It scarred me. It put me in a gigantic hole when it came to summer movies. Until
what else
went...
puts you in a gigantic hole?
Well, see. No,
hey,
let's not
hey,
talk
Chris,
about
do that.
That
motion again.
Bring it! Bring it!
This fall! Yeah.
Isn't there a Tool concert this summer you're going to?
Yes.
You'll okay. be doing all the fisting you want there.
Yes.
But yeah, I actually have a...
Danny, go.
I had a terrible sense of time back when I was a kid. I didn't actually realize when summer was and when it wasn't. Like, I know a Disney movie came out every year. It didn't occur to me until later on that, you know, they come out around the same season every year. The first movie I associate with, like, being a summer movie, like, I didn't even, like, intentionally go out to see it, was Jurassic Park. I don't even remember when it came out. Was that a summer movie? Am I
yes,
speaking
because
out of my
that's
definitely
mine.
A summer movie.
Okay.
It was mine. Definitely a summer movie.
Well, no, here's the best part. I didn't even remember it being a summer movie. I just remember it was a big movie and it came around the summer. The first movie I actually looked forward to as a big summer movie. My first year, it was, I think, between my first and second years of college, thereabouts. Yeah, it was between my first and second years of college. Star Wars, The Phantom Menace.
Oh, yeah. That came out while I was still in school, technically, so I didn't count it, and I'm also trying to ignore it.
Yeah, because, like, a friend, like, a doormate and I went out, let's go see this movie! It's gonna be awesome! You seen the trailers? It's gonna be awesome! Then we go, we get in line.
Yeah, the thing is that came out in the last week of high school for me, and I have distinct memories of this because one of my classmates came to school dressed and in full makeup as Darth Maul, and he's like, "Yeah."
Did he wash him? Did he sneak into the bathroom and wash all the makeup off before he left?
No.
Okay.
He went to the movie like that, and then they came out of it and they were like, "Oh, yo, well, it was all right."
Yeah.
What about you, Chris? What was your memory?
Was the Batman with Michael Keaton the first of them? That was a summer movie.
That was okay. A summer movie.
That one would definitely be the one that I remember being.
Yeah, I was too protected to see any of these movies until I was like
sure
late
I saw
in high school.
On TV too, yeah.
I chose not to see it because I was scared of the Joker.
Yeah, I was really freaked out by that the first time I saw that.
Now kids nowadays are not even scared of our new Joker.
Yeah.
Our new terrorist Joker.
Much scarier Joker.
Yeah, much definitely. Scarier Joker. Yeah. Especially when you look back and you realize that Jack Nicholson was playing Jack Nicholson as the Joker.
Was the true Joker, yeah. But the scene where he electrocutes a guy.
Remember, with the buzzer.
Yeah,
right?
With the buzzer. That really freaked me out. I remember when I saw that. summer wrong.
Actually, so this shouldn't be the Summer Movies podcast. This should be the Emotional Scars podcast.
Actually, yes, I come to think of it. The first Batman movie also emotionally scarred me just because, well, you can't break an omelet. You can't make an omelet without breaking a few eggs.
Snap! Wait a minute. So I wanted to ask you something. This is something that actually has come up in my mind quite a bit before. Did prop skeletons scare you when you were a kid? Most everything I was scared of as a kid involves a prop skeleton. Because at the end of that, when he does the buzzer thing to the guy, it's a smoking prop skeleton. Yeah. And for me, other scary prop skeletons, the villain at the end of Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
Ooh, that's pretty
plenty
scary.
Plenty of prop skeletons in Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Well, there's like wax melting off of them and stuff. Yeah.
Prop skeletons are scary. CG skeletons, not as scary.
No, that's the thing. I think I was never as scared of skeletons so much as at least in Raiders of the Lost Ark. Think of Temple of Doom. In terms of Indiana Jones, you know, protect your heart, Indy! That's what terrified me as a child.
With someone reaching into your chest and pulling your heart out?
Yes. And then Mortal Kombat came out. You know, it's like...
I've seen it before.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? What didn't scare me about skeletons was because one of the first movies I saw was the... What was it? Jason and the Argonauts with the really cheesy skeletons.
Some stop-motion skeletons. Ray Harryhausen.
The Ray Harryhausen stuff. I saw, Jason and the Argonauts and Clash of the Titans on TV as a kid, and it's like it was just so ridiculous looking to me at the time that I didn't really get scared of that.
Oh yeah,
and Army of Darkness.
Yeah, that's my other enduring memory of prop skeletons is Army of Darkness. Yeah. So I couldn't find them really scary after that.
See, I didn't see Army of Darkness till I was in college.
Okay, yeah.
And so prop skeletons weren't that scary to me. What was scary to me is just people with weapons and like crazy looks in their eyes.
See, I enjoyed those. It's the same way that I'm scared of certain things, but Lita's not scared of them.
Exactly.
The other way around.
Yeah.
Well, my first summer movie was... My big first summer movie was Jurassic Park. This is one of the things that I kind of wish we aren't shown so much about a movie before going in. As a kid, you know, and especially at a time when there was no internet, I knew Jurassic Park was about dinosaurs... And nothing else. I did not know anything else about it. I did not know like what the plot was or what was going to happen. I just saw the poster and I told my mom I want to see it.
Because we were kids and it had dinosaurs.
Yeah, it had dinosaurs. I'm like, oh man, dinosaurs. So my mom was like, okay. And so right after school, we rushed over to the biggest theater we have, which is now pretty run down nowadays. I still love it. But we went there. This was the time period when like parking lots would be completely packed. There's only one movie playing in the theater, and the line would just wrap all the way around deep into the parking lot.
This is when like a big movie theater would have like six screens, essentially, right? Or no?
This was when a big movie theater in our town, the biggest movie theater had three screens.
Oh, okay.
This is when you would have lines set up, like this is for this showing, this is for this showing, and they'd have like sets of lines going around the block.
Because, I grew up with a UA6, and it was all fancy seating.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, right?
We had the AMC Saratoga 6. That theater sucked. So we went in the line, and, of course, we're later than everyone else because, you know, I think the screening was at 3:50, and, you know, I got out of school at 3 o'clock. We rushed over, bought the tickets, and get in line. And so when we're watching the movie, we're all the way off to the side. And this is a gigantic theater. This is at least 1,000 people can fit in here, maybe more.
Nice.
So we're off to the side, and I'm watching this movie that I have no idea what it's about initially. And it was the first movie where I really started to love movies. And I think I've talked about this story before.
Oh, yeah.
And this is one I tell a lot of people.
It's a good story.
Yeah. And, you know, summer movies became a big thing to me, too, especially since... You know, of course, my first big movie was a summer movie, and I thought all movies were supposed to be these big blockbusters with gigantic things happening. Like, you could have dinosaurs on the screen, and they would actually look really real. And so next year, when Independence Day came out, that was the one I was really excited for, and I watched the trailer so many times, and I knew all these things that, you know, I was ready for it, and that movie was balls to me.
I had a pretty slick marketing
movie, but I really was so pumped and ready for
it. You were ready for something.
That it was disappointing, and the thing is, it sucks that the movie that you go in with no expectations for is so great, like Jurassic Park, because when something else you have expectations for... it has to be better than Jurassic Park. And really, how many movies are you gonna get? Really yeah. say are better than Jurassic Park?
In terms of like bigness and summer, that summer feeling of
yeah, in terms
wow,
of pacing, yeah. scares, excitement, everything yeah. is in that movie. It's fantastic.
It is fantastic entertainment.
I will say, oh, let me ask you this then: What is your most favorite summer movie experience? Because to me, Jurassic Park is it, because nothing has ever topped it.
Wow, it is a tough one. Like the one that
most summer movies suck.
Yeah, one of them that stands out in my mind was Iron Man a few years ago.
Okay,
the
yeah.
first Iron Man, where definitely. That was definitely a summer movie, like big action, big stars, Samuel L. Jackson at the end. And I stood up at the end of that and went, man, I'm so hard. I actually think I said that.
And you didn't know about the Samuel L. Jackson thing.
No,
either, right?
Someone so just told like, me to stay at the end.
That's why, the not knowing is a big deal as to why a movie can work so much better.
Yeah, I mean, I tried to stay away from Iron Man marketing. I didn't even know it was Jeff Bridges until the very end.
Like Iron Man 2. Oh my god, like I knew everything about that movie before I went to go see it. It's like the trailers, all the marketing, you pretty much, there's nothing unexpected that happened.
No, not at all.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, it was still entertaining, but it was just so in our faces from basically the moment that it went into production that it no just surprise, didn't hold right? that same glamour to us, yeah. you know? But yeah, Iron Man 2, Iron Man, when was it? It was like 3 years ago?
3 years ago.
3 years ago. Iron Man 2, Iron Man 2 didn't really do it.
Dark Knight.
Oh, Dark Knight wasn't really the same experience. Dark Knight felt more like, I mean, I know it was a summer.
Dark Knight feels not like wow, but wow, this is a very competent and
yeah.
well put together film.
It's the Chris Nolan effect, where he can make blockbusters that make you not embarrassed to see them intellectually. You know, like Iron Man intellectually, you go, okay, it was a summer movie. I turned off my brain.
It
was
fun. With an Iron Man.
Yeah. Yes. And then Dark Knight, you can actually talk about it afterward and you go like, you know, it feels like there was a lot of meaning in there and you can talk about it and you go, oh yeah, hey, I think I see some of that in there. And that's a rare kind of summer movie, you know, the one that makes you feel like it's meant for Oscar season instead.
Yeah.
But still has all those, you know, big blockbuster trappings.
What about you guys? Anything else that really was like, this is awesome for summer?
It's hard to surpass that feeling of watching Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
As a kid going, wow.
Were you with us for the screening of Star Trek? Because that's the second highest.
I was
I've
not
come.
There for that. No.
In terms of how close to Star Trek, like damn. Really, wow.
Yeah.
Oh my god, this is really fun and exciting, and I had a great time.
I had a great time at Star Trek too, but I didn't have it as bad as Amy. But during the really shaky cam
motion sickness
experiences, like when they did the big shaky cam action sequence on Eric Bana's ship or whatever.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
like,
yeah,
I'm going to have to look away for a little while.
Yeah.
All right, I'm good.
Okay.
The thing about me for the big summer movie experience, like I said, is because I was so sheltered, people, my parents saw reports on the news about people whose kids had been really scared by Jurassic Park, and they're like, you're not seeing that movie.
No.
And I'm like, okay. And then I later snuck into it, but
nice.
It wasn't quite the same because after that point, I'm just like, why am I not seeing this movie? I need to find out what's going on with this thing. And then I found out more about it. And I was like, oh, okay, I understand what's going on. I read the book, played the video game. Like, okay. And then, you know, like late in its run, like 2.5 to 3 months after it had come out, I finally saw it. And I'm like, oh, okay. It's a pretty good movie. Kind of liked the video game. Actually, I didn't like the video game at all, come to think of it. The Genesis game. It was terrible.
The Super Nintendo one was awful.
Yeah. The Genesis one was pretty bad, too, where you could play as the Velociraptor. That was a big draw. Wow. And you ate little dinosaurs for health. And then at the end, you had to... it's not Liam Neeson. Sam Neill. You had to kill Sam Neill, who was just this gigantic cheese factory standing on top of a dinosaur skeleton shooting grenades at you. It's like, how are you supposed to kill this guy?
Nice.
Big what about factory. You, Chris, though?
Excuse me. I have to probably say Dark Knight for me was probably the next one. I really liked the Dark Knight a lot.
And Batman was your first big summer movie. Yeah. That's weird.
I mean, I never read the comic books, but I was always more of a Batman fan when it came to big movies about superheroes, for sure. So
you're not a Kilowog fan?
Kilowog? I have no idea what that is.
Next summer you will.
Next summer you will. Okay. Thanks to Ryan Reynolds and the power of CG.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Do you think Kilowog will be played by...
a CG character,
Is it just going to be CG, or it'll do you think it's going to be a guy in a rubber suit?
It'll be played by Jar Binks.
What exactly is this Kilowog thing?
It's part of Green Lantern.
It's a Green Lantern thing. He says Poozer a lot and is popular for that.
And he's big.
And purple.
And cool looking.
Like, is he purple or pink?
Purple. He's pink.
He's pink.
Yeah, pink.
Yeah, pink.
Cool.
That's the color of manliness.
They're actually making a movie about this?
Green Lantern.
Oh, okay. I thought it was just called...
He's in the Green Lantern Corps.
He's in the Green Lantern movie. Okay. It doesn't necessarily mean that he's going to be the focus of the movie.
He should be.
You mean not Gnort?
Oh, I like Gnort too.
You actually like Gnort?
Yeah, they're all cool.
Or like Rotlop fan.
Rotlop fan. Yeah.
They might as well just make a Fing Fang Foom movie. For those of you listening, have no idea what we're talking about. These are actual people's names in this universe. They are not just baby talk. All right, so the next thing on the outline, I know that Dom, you're getting all the credit. You wrote this outline. It's just I'm reading them off.
It's a very vague outline. We're going to go off of it. But
so what was your first big blockbuster movie this year? If everyone says Iron Man 2, we're just going to move on.
Mine was Iron Man 2.
Yeah, Iron Man 2.
I have not seen Iron Man 2 yet, and I probably should.
So then yours is?
Prince of Persia.
What? Okay, Lita saw this in New Zealand at the famous Empire Theater. I forgot what it's called. Some sort of theater that's really famous there. Yeah. And she said, yeah, Kevin, you're right. So
what was your opinion of it?
I don't want to see it.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. I went in there to subsidize Jordan Mechner because I love The Sands of Time.
Okay.
And I love the original Prince of Persia.
I love The Sands of Time, too, and the original Prince of Persia, which is why I did not go see
it. Well, no. I walked in, paid Jordan Mechner money. I considered just turning around and leaving before I even got to the theater, but I figured might as well sit and watch it, you know, so I got something to talk about. And yeah, I was okay with it. I was actually okay with the movie.
It's just fine, though,
It's all the subtlety of a Jerry Bruckheimer movie, but you know...
It's a very mediocre movie, which in terms of video game movies, puts it in like the top five.
Sadly, very true.
I mean, think about it.
Hey, you know the best video game movie I've seen is that new Mortal Kombat clip?
Oh
my god.
What is it? Michael Jai White, Jerry Ryan.
Yeah. I would pay my $6-7 right there to watch that minutes on a big screen.
You read what that is, right? They finally found out.
It's a test footage.
Yeah,
to try to get
And then the second best one is that Street Fighter,
Street Fighter.
But Legacy.
Legacy, yeah. I think the Mortal Kombat one's way better than Street Fighter.
Oh, yeah.
It's even more surprising when I find out that this clip for Mortal Kombat was from the director of the new remake of Fame.
Really?
Who saw that movie?
Yeah.
You didn't even know there was one that came out, right?
So you saw Prince of Persia, Danny,
yes.
And you don't regret it.
I don't.
Wow.
I saw it also. It was okay.
The thing is, I just liked all the random mythology nods. I mean, you know, they had the poisoned robe. They had the three brothers who were sons of the king, who were, you know, going out on adventure. So I liked that.
It was better than Clash of the Titans.
That's not saying much, Chris.
That's true, but still, it was better than Clash of the Titans.
And you saw Clash of the Titans in 3D, did you not?
Yeah, I did.
Wait, Clash of the Titans was an early April release. That's also one of those kind of, we don't think it's for summer, but we're going to put it somewhere. Same thing with 300. They were both around the same time period, too.
Huh.
300 made me giggle.
Yes.
300 was such great comedy.
It really was.
Yes.
I kind of want to see Clash of the Titans, but I definitely don't want to see...
I don't think you want to see it.
I don't want to see it for any money. I'm going to, find someone who owns the DVD and take it from them and then maybe watch a little bit of it and then stop.
I will say it's okay for you to watch it because you've seen the original Clash of the Titans. Otherwise, I would say you have a better way to invest those 2 hours of your life. Even if it's free. I'm pretty sure there's a better movie you could be watching.
Oh, I'm sure there's better movies I could be watching. I've spent my time watching pretty bad movies.
Did I tell you that I've seen Dragon Ball Evolution twice now?
You've seen it twice now?
She owns the DVD.
I own the DVD. And I was like, you know, I'm going to get this. I bet you I'll never see it again. And I did on my birthday while drunk.
It was horrible the second time around,
oh,
wasn't
God,
it?
But it went so much faster because I was drunk.
You know, I actually have seen Death Race twice. Not Death Race 2010 or whatever the original movie.
Oh, the original?
Yeah, I haven't seen the Death Race, the original Death Race.
Oh, the new one.
I've seen the Jason Statham Death Race twice. I saw it on cable.
Okay.
And I couldn't help it. I just watched through it again to see how neutered it was by the cable experience. And oh man, seeing summer movies on cable is hilarious.
Yeah.
All right, let's go into the next question. Okay. This year's big summer movies include, we're going to go down this list, reactions as usual.
This list is just a random selection that I took off of Yahoo Movies just to give people a sample of the crap that we have in store for this year.
Okay, some of these have already come out. Sex and the City 2.
Kevin, didn't you love this?
As a very, very big Sex and the City fan who has seen the entire TV series about 2.5 times through, plus was very excited to see the first movie. I did not want to see this second movie. I did not want it to exist. Even Sex and the City fans don't want it to exist. Therefore, let's move on.
But you don't want to hear about how it's like 7% on Rotten
I don't
Tomatoes.
Even want to see it if it was free to see. Okay.
Wow. How much money would they be able to pay you to see that movie?
If they were paying
movie?
Me?
If they were paying you.
$20.
$20?
It has to be in high definition.
So that would be about $8 an hour that they would pay you.
Yes, I would do it for $8 an hour.
Actually, okay. Yeah,
I'm
I'll
that
take,
much of a whore.
I'll take that as long as the sound is off. And then I can go to sleep.
I want to watch it, though, if I'm going to get paid.
I don't want to watch it. I just want to get paid.
Okay.
The thing that really bothers me, and I know this is so petty, but Carrie doesn't use a Mac in the second movie. They changed it to a HP for the sole reason of most of the movie was funded by advertisers or companies that were providing the money to put their products placed into the movie.
Oh, wow.
The movie takes place in Abu Dhabi, probably because it was funded by the Abu Dhabi travel agent, like travel. What is
commission
it? Commission or whatever crap that is.
Tourist board, whatever.
Yeah, it's just a big cash in. It plays up the fact that it's a cash in so much that I'm just like, yeah, forget it.
So the movie was basically a big marketing vehicle?
Yeah, it was just to market products. Oh. It's not because they needed to have another story.
And it starts with a half hour of Liza Minnelli at a wedding.
Oh boy.
Oh boy, right?
I actually do want to see that wedding though. Because one of the characters that I like is getting married to that. Oh. Is it gay
I guess
wedding?
That's fair. But it's, you know.
It's just like, let's skip over that.
Let's skip over that. All right, let's move on to the next movie on my list.
Toy Story 3. So I've seen this. It's really good.
Okay. Guess we'll go watch it.
We were talking about this before.
You've all had the opportunity to see it. You just have to talk to Lita.
Oh.
Except she's gone now.
Yeah, so I was going to say, it's going to be a bit of a long-distance call now.
Yeah.
It's good.
Okay.
I didn't see it in 3D, but it's worth it if you like Toy Story 2. And it's really good if you hate Toy Story 1. I mean, like Toy Story 1, because Toy Story 1 is awful. And the toys are really good. I mean, that you can purchase.
So they better be
Do not go looking for the Lego sets. One of the Lego sets spoils the entire ending.
Really?
It's the return of spoiler bot.
Yes. Oh my god. At first, Lita's friend who worked on the movie, she was like, you didn't see any of the toys yet, right? I'm like, I've seen lots of the toys. I love toys. And she's like, did you see the Lego sets? No, I did not. Good. Because if you see that, if you see this one Lego set, the whole movie is ruined for you.
Wow.
And so afterwards, I went to go find that Lego set on Amazon.com, which you could do right now. It's spoil the movie for yourself, or you could resist. But anyways, I did go and look at that set, and I was like, holy crap, this really, really, really spoils the ending.
Wow.
Once we've actually all seen Toy Story 3, there's actually something that I thought the ending could have gone gutsier, but of course, this is, you know, a Disney-controlled Pixar.
Yeah.
If this was a non-Disney-controlled Pixar, I'm pretty sure there's a specific ending they had in mind that actually would have been really cool gutsy and would teach kids a very cool lesson, but they didn't do that.
Oh.
Ball's gone.
Well, and we went into this conversation before where you were talking about how Toy Story 3 kind of is a removed from the Disney, not the Disney trilogy, the Pixar trilogy you talked about, which was Wall-E, Up, and what was the third one? It was Ratatouille. You don't consider Finding Nemo in there, right? Yeah.
No, because those three films were actually going to be produced without Disney.
Yeah, it was they were planning on being outside of Disney at the time.
Yeah, and they were going to find a new distributor.
Yeah, before Disney went, oh, crap, we can't do this without Pixar, and bought them.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Because, really, Disney is not able to create new franchises at all or create characters that are very lasting. I mean, The Princess and the Frog, for all they tried...
To recapture the Aladdin.
Really sucked. Yeah. I couldn't believe how not really that... No. Did you see it?
No.
It's not that great. Yeah. I was just like, okay. I was even like, you know, I would rather see Pocahontas or Hunchback.
Wow.
I would even see Hercules.
That's some strong words there, sir.
Yeah.
It was very disappointing.
Ow.
And the thing is, it goes in with the hype of Disney going back to 2D, and they kind of just did the same thing they were doing...
In 2D. Like the early 90s? Yeah.
But in 2D. Yeah, okay. In the mid-90s. The early mid-90s, 90s were okay. The golden period.
Yeah, that was the silver period.
But, oh, yeah, the silver period. I'm sorry. The golden modern period.
Yeah. The modern
I'm confused.
Oh, wow. So Prince of Persia, Sands of Time. I will probably watch it on an airplane. That's my...
Okay. Sex and the City 2, they would have to pay you.
On an airplane, I... Yeah. What else is playing on the airplane?
let's do some other really bad.
I would watch Prince of Persia over Sex and the City 2 on an airplane.
What if they're redoing Charlie's Angels 2 full throttle?
Why would they redo that movie?
I don't know.
Redo the first one?
what if it was playing on the same plane?
Sex and the City 2. I'll watch Prince of Persia.
Okay. All right, let's move on to the next one.
Shrek Forever After.
I didn't see it.
Didn't either.
Shrek what?
4. There's a Shrek 4. It's been like the number one movie for the past 3 weeks.
I just thought they brought more toys out or something. But, you know.
But DreamWorks has really been mailing it in since Shrek 2.
Yeah, well, except for How to Train Your Dragon, which was excellent. Oh, and Kung Fu Panda was excellent too. Lita's working on Madagascar 3 when she gets back.
Yeah, I'm sure that she will have wonderful tales of how she's not a sellout for making Madagascar 3.
Well. There are reasons why she's going to DreamWorks instead of Pixar. And it's mainly because of the position is much better.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Oh, wait, she had an opportunity to go to Pixar.
Well, she was.
She probably could have just, it would be for software development instead of actual working on the films. Oh, okay. So she went for working on the films instead.
Well, maybe
I mean, I'm not going to make fun of her too much for Madagascar 3. It's work. And it'll give her the opportunity to go try and work on the next Kung Fu Panda or How to Train Your Dragon. Too.
With certain parts of the script written by Charlie Kaufman.
Really?
Yeah, he worked on some of the script.
Okay, now I'm actually looking forward to Kung Fu Panda
2. All right.
You brought in the magic name.
Yeah, that's all you need to say is Charlie Kaufman or Sean Connery or Jason Statham.
Oh, man, Jason Statham and Kung Fu Panda 2? You heard it here first.
Jason Statham and Sean Connery in a remake of The Rock with Kung Fu Panda.
Wait, I'm going to ask this question for the people in the audience who are probably wondering or who do not know. Who is this Charlie Kaufman person?
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, adaptation.
Being John Malkovich.
Yeah, and Being John Malkovich.
Oh, it's a writer. Or,
he's a good writer.
Writer, okay.
The writer.
The writer.
Okay. One of the writers.
Cool. He's one of the writers of adaptation, yeah. Along with his imaginary brother.
Imaginary brother.
Wow.
You guys need to see Adaptation. It's not necessarily a good movie, and then it lets you in on the in-joke, and then you go, oh!
Adaptation's way better than a lot of movies out there.
Yeah, Adaptation is a big in-joke among writers, basically.
Oh.
Have you seen any of his films? Not even Being John Malkovich?
I've seen Being.
You haven't seen Eternal Sunshine.
I've been meaning to see that.
That movie justified my major, really.
That is a wonderful, wonderful. It's beautifully written.
Pretty sure I stayed in college because of that movie.
So anyway, Yeah, back to the subject.
The Titans.
Back to the subject. Shrek 4.
I need to start going to see movies with you, Chris, so you can see better movies.
Yeah, we really need to take you under our wing so that we can take you to the next Jason Statham movie, which is The Expendables, and on the list later.
Yeah!
Higher class of movie.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, now, let's see what it
is. Actually, that's not on the list. That's not next on the list. The next on the list is Get Him to the Greek. So we saw it. Yeah. And I laughed a lot.
Yeah, I've heard good things about Get Him to the Greek. The thing is that I'm not very enamored of Jonah Hill right now. I don't really want to see too many more things with him in them after having seen his act in just so many movies. I mean, Jonah Hill is one of those actors so far who has played the same character in every movie.
Actually, no, he plays a different character in Get Him to the Greek.
Okay, because...
He plays a straight man.
Because... Because in between, you know, Superbad and... what was the other one? Funny People. I kind of went, I can see where this is going for Jonah Hill, and I don't know if I like where it's going to be going for Jonah Hill.
He plays a dramatic role in a movie that's coming out next week
Cyrus. Yeah, with John C. Reilly. John C. Reilly is one of those actors that I actually really like, because he can do anything. I've come to this conclusion after seeing him in Boogie Nights and Talladega Nights.
And don't forget Cirque du Freak, the vampire's assistant.
He's just one of those actors who is willing to do anything.
That's true, given the last title I just said.
Yeah, exactly. And now he's doing an actually mostly serious role in Cyrus. And so I'm really interested in seeing it.
Have you seen the promotion?
I have not.
And Sean William Scott. It's really good.
I have not seen the promotion. I saw him promoting the movie vaguely on Daily Show, which barely talked about the movie. It showed a clip, and then they talked about karaoke for a while. It's like, yeah, I'm going to pull you up there. You know, and it's like, oh, okay, then. But yeah, John C. Reilly, I would see that movie for. I don't know about Jonah Hill still. Even if you recommend, you do recommend Get Him to the Greek.
Jonah Hill is at his best in Get Him to the Greek, playing a straight man.
Okay.
Russell Brand is really, really funny. And Puff Daddy's really funny.
Yeah.
Really? Yes. He's actually very good. He's actually been in a couple other films before, and he's always kind of been, he's got good screen presence. I think he's
Including Soul Plane, or was he not on Soul Plane?
I don't think he was in Soul Plane. That's Snoop Dogg.
Oh, okay. Snoop Dogg doesn't have.
That's a different statement.
Soul Plane. He might have been in Soul Plane. I'm not going to say anything else. Let's move on. This is dangerous territory. The Last Airbender.
Oh God. This was put on the list because we've been talking about it so much for the past year, and in such down terms. Because I mean, it's such a whitewashed Hollywood thing, which is not what we expected when they tabbed M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong as the director, and we were like, okay, you know, he'll.
Do you really not like him? He has such a good filmography, like The Village and Lady in the Water,
and some other The Happening.
Oh God! I actually forgot about that movie. I haven't seen it.
It is the worst movie I've ever seen Mark Wahlberg in, and I have seen The Big Hit and Four Brothers.
Hey, The Big Hit was fine.
Those films too.
High five.
We're wasting our lives.
We really are.
Hey, what do you guys think of Unbreakable? While we're on
it, Unbreakable is his best film.
Yeah,
Unbreakable, in my opinion, is a good film. I don't know if I would judge it against The Sixth Sense.
I think it's a better film because I think the second time going through, watching it as though it was written as a comic book movie is very cool.
Yeah, The Sixth Sense doesn't quite hold up as well. Although, you know, I think The Sixth Sense is crafted very well. Mm. That's the thing for me, is the craftsmanship on Sixth Sense seemed much higher. Like, the story, sure, better things in Unbreakable than there are in Sixth Sense, but just in the cinematography, the angles and stuff of Sixth Sense, I like Sixth Sense better.
I think Sixth Sense has a lot of people like Sixth Sense a lot more because it was the first time they were introduced to him and how good he actually is at keeping your attention with showing you interesting, mysterious things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now he's doing The Last Airbender, which is
has
about
no
a bunch of
mysterious things.
Has no mysterious things is another Hollywood CG picture. It's absolutely whitewashed, which
it's
is something I'm bitter about.
Coming out in 3D. You know, now when I hear something's coming out in 3D, I'm kind of like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, no, not gimmick. 3D.
No, it's been a big gimmick. It's always been a big gimmick.
For the record, I have not seen anything in a movie theater with 3D in it yet.
Not even
Up? See Avatar?
Well, not in 3D.
Or Avatar?
Oh. Haven't seen Avatar.
Or Up?
Whoa.
Not in 3D.
Oh, or Avatar?
Still haven't seen Avatar.
I was just about to say, I just said Up. Good job, guys.
Well, just because, is there a specific reason you don't want to see Avatar?
It's not that I don't want to see Avatar, it's just...
Oh yeah, Miho doesn't like going to see movies.
It's really, it's difficult for me to watch movies specifically because Miho hates movies.
And especially when they're long movies and will keep you away from Miho for an excessively long time.
Oh, well, it's not even that. She's a big fan of, she likes books specifically because
she controls the end.
Well, she specifically controls the pace of the story. She doesn't like getting dragged along for stuff, which is all movies do, really.
Wow.
Not some of the movies that I really like, but then a lot of movies, yes.
Well, they'll either drag you or hold you down and do stuff.
What did a movie do to Miho as a kid?
I really don't know.
Okay, let's continue. That was the last Airbender discussion.
I think the trailer is pretty...
Trailer's dark. How can you tell?
Yeah, I can't see anything in that.
More blue.
More orange.
It's like...
Blue and orange. You want your mind blown? Go look at nearly every movie poster and look for blue and orange as the two main colors. Trust me now. Last Airbender?
So wait a
always
second.
Got it.
So the blue and the orange, you're saying that the Denver Broncos are the perfect movie poster?
Yes.
Wow.
This is serious. So you can actually Google this. There's actually, I think, an article that puts together all the movie posters recently that use blue and orange as the highlight colors. You'll see a ton of them, and you'll not even have realized they all came out.
Oh, whoa.
Like Born Identity.
Yeah, I'm thinking, okay, I see
that
movie
one,
poster
like,
in my head now.
That's a pretty common one. Transformers 2.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that makes sense.
Trying to think about the other ones. What other comic book movies recently?
Iron Man.
Iron Man 2 actually did have blue and orange.
Superman Returns.
That's a little too old. Even Dark Knight, blue and orange.
Oh, really?
It had orange in it?
Yeah, the actual Batman logo is in
it's,
orange.
Oh, that's
fire.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Wow. I did not know that. All right, I'll look that up after this. All right, well,
just
what
go to a movie theater and look at all the movie posters.
You need to talk to a marketing major about this.
All right, let's move on to the rest of this list and start thinking
about
more.
The A-Team. That movie just came out this weekend. None of us are planning to see it.
I don't plan on seeing it.
I might see it.
I like the cast.
Yeah.
Including Kimbo Slice.
Is that who's playing?
Oh, no, it's Rampage Jackson, I think, who's playing
Mr. T. D.A. Baracus. That's really what I was like.
Yeah. Who's playing Mr. T?
Everyone's like Liam Neeson, Bradley Cooper, Charlton Copley,
hey,
some
Mr.
black
T.
guy.
It was some MMA guy, specifically.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I never watched a TV series. I don't...
See, I've seen all of the TV series, every single episode. When I was a kid, during summers, I would watch all the episodes aired on
syndication.
FX.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Huh.
Along with the X-Files.
Oh.
That's it. A-Team, airplane movie.
That's a definite airplane movie. I would look forward, if I was sitting in an airplane and saw that come up, it's like, ooh. But I don't know about paying for it yet. Although I might still watch just because I'm on this weird tick of just watching movies whenever I, like,
have
weird
a chance
early
to.
Morning showings, yeah.
You should let me know when you're doing that. I love going to the $6 movies.
All right.
Yeah, actually,
even
let me know,
for,
too.
Like,
I'll go.
Junk,
yeah.
I'll go.
I'll cross the bridge. I'll pay an extra $4 to watch a $6 movie. Yeah, it is Rampage Jackson playing B.A. Baracus.
Oh, jeez.
All right, Rampage.
Okay.
Your name is out there.
He actually
I'll probably forget next week.
He actually said in an interview, it's like, acting stupid. Doesn't that make you excited to see his performance?
Oh, he must have done a great job.
Though. I know.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Okay, next film on this list is The Karate Kid. So one of us has actually seen this.
I saw that this morning.
Why?
So I heard that Jackie Chan has a good dramatic role in it. There's a part where he cries.
Yeah, he does.
Is it actually sad?
He sounds really sad, yeah.
Okay, so the other part of me that's sad is the whole, it's not karate.
Yeah.
And I think this only affects really Asians who care. Yeah. Other people don't really care.
Well, that's the thing. They wanted to sell it. They wanted to sell the name.
Because
the name will bring in like a good 50%.
Well, this
of
is the thing is that it's a vanity project for Will Smith, for his son.
For Jaden Smith.
Yeah. And so
wasn't that bad actually?
What he wanted to do was make sure that the movie was at least mildly successful. So he attached it to a name that has good cachet. Because a lot of us remember.
It was originally attached to Karate Kid.
It was originally attached to Karate Kid. And then he was like, okay, who can I bring in to make this seem like a much more respectable project?
Well, there's no young Pat Morita.
Yeah. And so it's like, all right, I'll just bring in Jackie Chan. Because Chow Yun-Fat's even worse. And Jet Li probably wouldn't do this.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the thing. I mean, I watched Dragon Ball Evolution to pay Chow Yun-Fat money. I watched Karate Kid to pay Jackie Chan money. And I'm okay with both of these.
Wait, what was that babysitting thing that he was doing earlier this year?
Did you buy next door?
Yes. Yeah. Did you pay him for that?
No.
What about the tuxedo?
I do have limits. I was willing to watch the tuxedo, but I didn't pay for it.
Borrowing it from the library to see the tuxedo.
Yeah, I don't
remember.
I watched
half of it.
Wow, you didn't even get all the way through the tuxedo?
I was doing a puzzle while watching it. And
the puzzle suddenly became more interesting.
I decided the movie was bothering my puzzle doing.
Oh man.
Go Jack Chan.
All right.
Go watch Crime Story, guys. If you want a good Jackie Chan film that isn't Drunken Master.
Actually, Drunken Master 2 is better than Drunken Master.
Well, out of the two, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I saw this in passing, but didn't he star in something more recently that's also more of a dramatic role, like called the Shinjuku Incident? Did you guys hear anything about that?
Oh. I don't remember anything about
Forbidden
that.
Kingdom?
No.
I mean, okay, Jackie Chan has made a bunch of cameos in random
things.
Yeah,
he has.
Yeah.
I think this actually has him as
He made a cameo in a Jet Li film before.
Oh, okay.
He made a cameo in like this random Japanese boy band vanity movie. He made a cameo in The Twins Effect, if you remember that terrible vampire movie.
I'm so glad I didn't see it.
I have no idea what you're talking about, and somehow feel happy.
Whose fault is it? We watched this.
And wasn't it Jay's?
Thankfully, it's not me. Because I'm usually that guy.
Yeah. I'm gonna chalk that one up to dumb luck that I have no idea what you two are talking about.
I don't even know what this movie's about, but apparently there's no twins in it.
It's about vampires, and it has Eakin Chang before he had his big sex scandal, and it had these two like actress models that were referred to as the twins.
Except they're not twins.
They're not twins. They're not related at all. And they don't even look like each other.
What was the effect?
To get people to sit in the movie theater to watch an hour and a half of this crap.
To trick people to get into the theater.
Actually, 2 hours of this crap. It was a full 2-hour movie.
Are you disappointed that in a movie called The Butterfly Effect 2, there are no butterflies?
Wow. That's deep, man.
But they had them in the first one.
It's like how the Big 12 has 10 teams and the Big 10 has 12 teams right now.
At least until next week.
at least until a few days after this podcast is recorded.
That's for you football people out there. All right, next film on the list, The Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Yeah, I saw the trailer for that when I was watching Prince of Persia.
It also has blue and orange.
Yeah. What?
I will say it probably will be more entertaining than most of the Drek that's coming out this year. For the sole fact of...
The bees!
They're in my eyes!
What?
The bees are in my mouth!
Did you know his car can transform? Oh, you know who knows? The Shadow knows.
Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? Phantom 2040!
The Phantom is freaking awesome! No other film has a better man in a purple jumpsuit.
Hold
riding
on.
A horse.
Hold on. Okay.
Shooting
a
gun.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, because I was about to say, purple jumpsuit, that makes me think of Jim Carrey in the Batman movie, Batman Forever.
That's green.
Green and purple.
That's mostly green. Green.
Mostly green.
Where's the purple?
The question marks were purple.
Those are black.
What? Am I just thinking of traditional Riddler inserting that in?
Yes.
Dang it.
Don't worry, everybody did that for that movie.
Yeah.
I'm blanking out most of that, so never mind.
That's understandable.
These are some of the summer movies that I'm blocking out of my memory, apparently.
Oh, I saw Batman Forever.
I saw it in the theater.
First day in theaters.
Yeah, same year.
It was that movie that came out right after school was over.
Yep.
And then another movie came out right after school was over, and that was The Cable Guy. And then another movie came out after that, and that was Batman and Robin. Damn you, Jim Carrey. Even for that last one, you weren't in.
Yeah, Batman and Robin, you have to blame, like, what was it? Alicia Silverstone was in that one?
And Taco Bell.
and Uma Thurman
and pretty much everyone on the movie.
Yeah.
Wait, who is the villain in Batman and Robin?
Poison Ivy and Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah. Playing Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And you're not blaming Arnold Schwarzenegger for this?
He got paid $20 million. For $20 million, I'll look like an idiot, too.
Okay, yeah. Fine.
I'll say stupid stuff like, everybody freeze.
You know what killed the dinosaurs? The Ice Age.
Kill the heroes. Yeah, kill them.
Did you know of a disturbingly large number of quotes from this movie?
I can't remember the other ones. I just remember when I was a kid watching it, I was like, why does he just say kill the heroes? Yeah, kill them. Why doesn't he have a pun with that? Yeah, kill the heroes.
It's turkey time. Gobble, gobble.
I'm really confused.
Please remain so.
Is that some sort of gay thing?
No!
Geely, I think.
Oh, I was thinking of you saying gobble.
Yeah, the entire point of Geely is the fact that
Geely,
it made Jennifer Lopez
unsexy.
Jennifer Lopez making fellatio unsexy.
Ew. Oh,
wait, she has a fellatio.
She says thing? That?
She yeah, says
you
that.
Wonder why no one went to see that movie? She says that? Like,
she says
in
that.
Reference to fellatio, she says gobble, gobble.
It's turkey time. Gobble,
oh
gobble.
Oh my god.
You see?
I kind of want to see this now. Just for the ridiculous.
I've only seen that clip of the film.
If I remember correctly, it was in clips of, like,
the
worst
cheesiest,
movie lines
the
ever.
Cheesiest movie lines ever, yes.
Going back to The Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Going back to The Sorcerer's
Speaking of cheesy.
So, apparently his car can change. That's where we started this whole nonsense. I think it will be more entertaining than... I will say, if I had to choose a top 10 of the year, it could be 10.
Well, of the year or of the summer?
Oh, no, of the summer.
Yeah. Because the year is probably going to be
Not even going to be close.
Yeah.
But if I had to choose the top, 10 summer films of this year, starting from May to the end of August, it could be number 10.
Which is more of a reflection of how bad this summer season is than how good of a
movie
Sorcerer's Apprentice is going to be.
When you think about how there's probably 8 to 10 films that comes out every month, so you've got 24 to 30 choices. Being in the top third is pretty doable.
It's respectable.
You just have to be not crap. You just have to be entertaining crap. How's that?
Yeah.
Let's go to the next one. Scott Pilgrim versus the World. I don't like the Scott Pilgrim comics. I have them.
I've read them.
I'm
looking at them
I'm
right
trying
now.
To read them again. I still don't like them.
I don't
like
them
as much
either.
But I'll probably enjoy this movie more. This movie will probably be in the top 10. Just because it's Edgar Wright.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot of good things about Edgar Wright. The thing about Scott Pilgrim for me is that, I don't like really the source material either. And it's Michael Cera playing Michael Cera again.
Really?
And it's just like...
You say that as though you're expecting him to do something else.
Well, that's the thing, is that once again, like Jonah Hill, as pre-seeing Get Him to the Greek, I'm going to reserve judgment. You've convinced me that I should see Get Him to the Greek and to see a different side of Jonah Hill. But Michael Cera always plays the exact same guy, and I'm tired of it. Especially since he's like, I don't want to be typecast. I'm not going to make the Arrested Development movie. It's like, screw you, kid. You've typecast yourself. Look at yourself. Look at every movie you've done. You play the exact same guy every time.
I want to see Scott Pilgrim for Chris Evans and Brandon Routh and Anna Kendrick.
Brandon Routh is in this?
Yes, he's one of the evil ex-boyfriends.
Oh, wow.
He's number 3.
Superman?
Superman, the boyfriend.
I've never read any of the comics, so I'm only judging it based on the trailer. I think the trailer makes it look interesting. I don't know if it's going to be one of those cases where like the trailer is so much better than the actual movie itself.
I think the movie will be better than the trailer.
Yeah.
I really think they're actually reserving themselves.
Yeah.
This is Edgar Wright.
There's no space in between where you can actually...
What has Edgar Wright done?
Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right, that's, yeah, okay.
The movie's in good hands.
Yeah.
I just don't think the material is much to work from, but that's personal.
I don't understand
prejudice.
Why people like Scott Pilgrim so much.
Well, I'm sure we'll hear it from Amy when she hears this podcast. She'll just be like,
"Yeah, she likes it a lot.
What's wrong with you guys?" She'll take us out to Whiskey Wednesday, get us drunk, and just berate us or something.
Her comment section will be very long in response to this podcast.
I don't think she'll say anything. She'll be like, "Yeah, okay."
All right, next on the list
is the X-Mendables. Expendables.
The Expendables. X-Men underwear. X-Men underwear. X-Menderoos.
Yes.
You mean the Expendables with Jason Statham and Jet Li?
With Jason Statham playing
Jason Statham.
Professor Xavier. And Jet Li playing Toad.
Sylvester Stallone is Colossus?
He is sure. Colossus.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Terry Crews is...
Cyclops.
Storm.
Bishop. There is no
Arnold
Storm.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is Colossus.
Apparently in X-Men, this new X-Men movie, there is no Storm, Jean Grey, Jubilee, or any female characters.
This is a movie about men. The women don't come up as often.
Isn't Michelle Rodriguez in this one, though, in Expendables?
I don't know. I think so. If she was, they're definitely not marketing her.
That's true.
Actually, this is a dude fest.
It is a huge dude fest.
I have not seen a thing about this movie. All I've heard is you guys talk about it.
There's so many penises. So,
there really are. Sylvester Stallone supplies at least two of them.
This movie will have what we've been waiting for a long time, the Planet Hollywood reunion.
Yeah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, Bruce Willis. Sylvester Stallone, and Bruce Willis.
Oh, wow.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's the biggest movie stars of the late 80s and the 90s.
Yeah, yeah, I got that.
Plus some other guys.
Like Terry Crews, who you may know from those really creepy Old Spice ads.
From
I actually watched Everybody Hates Chris, so.
He's Office.
No, not Terry Tate.
Terry Crews. Darn. Terry Crews is cool, too. I wish Terry Tate was in this film, too.
If Terry Tate was in this movie, I would be totally
He's busy. He's busy being Coltrane.
I just wonder how much of the movie's budget is dedicated to these actors' salaries and how much is dedicated to the rest of the movie.
Actually, I'm pretty sure a lot of it's to the movie.
Yeah, a lot of the actors
are not that expensive.
This is not a vanity project. This is like the Ocean series where it's a fun project where they said, hey, guys, let's get together and do a movie for fun.
So wait, this is Ocean 11 with explosions instead of style?
Yeah, exactly. It's like instead of a 1960s
muscles instead of slickness.
Yeah, instead of a 1960s awesome. Summer movie, this is a 1990s summer movie all over again. So they're doing it purely for fun. It's like, hey guys, let's do dumb action again.
The only person missing from this project, and he was asked to be on,
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh,
instead they got us Dolph Lundgren,
who's fine. I like Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah,
and Steve Austin.
Eh.
And some guys that I don't know who they are.
Yeah. But I mean, this sounds like it'll be fun. It won't be anything that will blow us away.
I don't think it will be fun.
Really?
I think it will be boring.
Really?
I think it will be too on the note. I need something more crazy.
Self-aware?
I need something absolutely, like, we don't care. It's just explosions everywhere. And the way they're kind of promoting it is like, here's this cast. But I'm like, but I want to see, here's this cast
doing
killing
crazy things.
People and exploding.
So you want Crank Hard with a Vengeance.
Yes, I want Crank Hard with a Vengeance. Oh, man.
Crank Hard Judgment Day.
That's such a great name.
Crank Hard with a Vengeance Judgment Day.
Yes. That doesn't make sense.
Because
the other one is two, and we want threes. So you'd have to say Rise of the Machines, which is not a good movie.
No.
That's a great idea. I don't think we're ever going to get Crank 3, unfortunately, because Crank 2 didn't really do very well.
Yeah.
Even on video, unfortunately.
Well, yeah. Oh, well.
So that's the end of your list, and you said, and whatever else you want to talk about.
Which we've been talking about.
I mean, Kevin, you were eager to talk about Inception, so let's get in on that.
Well, let's not go into that just yet.
Okay.
I actually prepared my list of the top five films I want to see this summer.
Okay.
Did you guys have anything similar? Otherwise, I'm going to go through
I only have a top three, and I've seen one of them already.
What are your top three?
Because my top three for this summer was Iron Man 2, Toy Story 3, and The Expendables. And beyond that, I kind of went, to most of the movies. The one that was on the verge of making the list was Inception, which I totally had forgotten was a summer movie because Chris Nolan, whenever I see a trailer for a Chris Nolan movie, it doesn't feel like a summer movie to me. It feels like it'll be coming out in the fall.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's my list. I'm going to count down from 5 to 1. Number 5, Marmaduke.
I see where this list is going. All right, number 4.
Number 4 is Tales from Earthsea. So that's the new Ghibli film.
It's not new.
It's the new-to-the-U.S. Ghibli film.
Yeah, it predates Ponyo, technically. And it was directed by Miyazaki's son.
I heard it's really good.
Oh, boy. And not only that, But it was so good that it forced Miyazaki out of retirement to make more movies.
Which is how good it was, because it actually got him to work again.
Wow.
My number three is Step Up 3D.
Oh, baby. He's, you know that guy, the guy in the background of Glee who said like one line, but he's Asian, so I look at him? Yeah. He's responsible for Step Up 3D. He's a choreographer.
Oh.
Yeah. Step Up 3D.
3D, baby.
This is actually one of those times when 3D, I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's coming out at you, and you can like poke it.
No, so this is the funny thing, is that there was an interview that I was reading with that choreographer, and he's like, and they were asking him, like, so what's the coolest part about Step Up 3D for the 3D experience? He's like, well, it's a dance movie. We don't really... I mean, there's a part where my hand comes out of the screen, and, you know, because I'm dancing, and then my feet come out, and you know, that's it, really. It's like, and that is the problem with 3D in a very, very stuttery sentence. It's like, so what's cool about this movie in 3D? Dancing.
God, I sure hope that's what it's cool about it in 2D. My number two is Cats and Dogs, the return, or the revenge of Pussy Galore.
Kitty Galore. They had to change it, remember, because they can't.
Oh, really?
It's a kid's movie. It's Kitty Galore.
Now I don't want to see it. I thought it was Pussy Galore.
Sorry, it's Kitty Galore. I don't even know why I know this.
I don't even know why they made a second one.
Wait, there was a previous Cats and Dogs movie?
Yes.
I did not know that. I may have expunged it from my mind.
This movie came out like 10 years ago. Why would they have a sequel now?
So it'll be like, what was that babies movie? The Genius Babies?
Baby Geniuses.
Baby Geniuses 2? Let's have Baby Geniuses 2 coming out 2012.
Didn't Actually, they? I think they already had a Baby Geniuses 2.
They did.
Oh, God.
It's called Super Babies.
Oh, are you serious? Oh,
wow. And it was out a while ago. Oh, I think that's right.
So they're going to go to Baby Geniuses 3, directed by Robert Rodriguez.
I'm pretty sure that's on DVD. Not with Robert Rodriguez.
And dude, don't ruin my memories of Robert Rodriguez.
My number one film I'm anticipating from the summer, Eclipse.
Ooh. Are you on Team Edward or Team Other Guy with the denim shorts that makes me think he's a never nude from Arrested Development? Have you seen that, by the way? The vampire, not the vampires, the werewolves in the Twilight movies, when they and they have the never nude jeans on, it's awesome.
You know, for the briefest moment, I had absolutely no idea what you were talking about, and I was happy. Why did you have to talk, Dom?
Because I must corrupt the pure.
I was sitting here, I'm thinking, I have no idea what that movie is. I'm sure it's something horrible, but the fact that I have no idea what he's talking about is probably a blessing in disguise. Did I say disguise? No. And then you just had to actually give enough clues for me to figure it out.
Come on, Danny, don't you want to watch in movie form Mormon propaganda about why you shouldn't have sex?
And in the next movie, it's going to have that same dude falling in love with a baby.
Yes.
And wanting to have sex with it.
After giving her a C-section with his teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait to see this movie.
Can't wait to see that movie. Oh my goodness. We're going to have to cut so much of this out.
Directed by Bill Condon.
Who?
Bill Condon, the director of Gods and Monsters, Dreamgirls. He's actually very acclaimed.
Oh, wait, he's directing
he's
Eclipse?
Actually
no,
a
he's
good...
directing Breaking Dawn.
Oh.
Eclipse? Who cares? I don't know who's directing it. It's going to be awesome.
Awesome.
call me when the Belmonts show up.
I actually don't mind Twilight that much. I just don't want to watch it.
Yeah.
Read it. Actually, I at one point was like, I should read it. Read a little bit. I'm done.
Yeah, pretty much.
I gave it a try. I'm not going to say
you're
anything.
You were a braver man than I.
I'm not going to say anything bad about Twilight fans. I'm just going to leave it alone. Let them do what they want to do. They've let us idiots do what we want to do with
exactly.
our Star Wars and junk like that for a while. So
that's
it. My real list is number 5, Scott Pilgrim vs. the World. Number 4, Salt. I really do want to see that.
I actually am interested
in that.
That
is actually
an
original property this year.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Which is rare, by the way, because, you know, we listen to the rest of this list.
3, Splice. Which actually recently came out, and now I kind of don't want to see it after people said it's not so good. But that's the new Vincenzo Natale film.
Yeah.
Who did Cube, which Chris actually saw.
Yeah.
And
was
I was
really
surprised.
And
I was like, have you seen Cube? Because I want to see it. And he's like, I have. And I was like, wait, what?
Where do you get off watching good movies, Chris? you're our eye in the gutter.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. Let's test this theory. Have you seen Cube 2?
I have, actually.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Have you seen Cube 3? You haven't capped off the trilogy?
My question. Have you seen Gleaming the Cube?
Oh, Christian Slater?
Oh my God, you actually know Gleaming the Cube!
Yeah. Well, they actually speak Vietnamese in that movie, right?
Yes.
Not that I had any idea what they were saying, of course.
How have you seen all these old films that I've never even heard of? Gleaming the Cube?
It's a skateboarding movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
My number two is Get Low. This is actually kind of more of an independent film. This is Robert Duvall playing a man man living by himself out in the woods who invites people over to his house for his own funeral that he'll be alive during. It also has Bill Murray in it.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
And number one, Inception. So let's talk about Inception.
Yeah, let's talk about Inception, because Chris Nolan is one of those rare directors who can make a movie with mass appeal. Everyone will watch it. It'll become, you know, an appointment movie where people will line up for it.
Yeah.
And yet, afterward, you can talk about it to people who didn't see the movie, and, you know, and it'll really sound like you're talking about
You'll
have something to talk about.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, when we're talking about, hey, did you guys see Iron Man 2? Yeah, it was really cool. And then the conversation ends there, you know? Where it's like, Scarlett Johansson's hot, kind of.
She makes a really good Slurpee cup.
Whoa! Gobble, gobble. Do you have the Slurpee cup, Kevin?
Where is your mind? Yes, I do have the Slurpee cup. It's over there.
I want to check this out.
Good thing I watched it yesterday.
So anyway. So anyway, let's go back to talking about Inception, guys. Inception, let's go back to that.
Okay, Christopher Nolan has not screwed up.
Yeah, he hasn't had a dud yet, has he?
Nope.
That's pretty cool.
Every film has had a good return, plus has actually been well-liked.
Yeah. Is rare.
Memento, Insomnia.
Insomnia was great.
At that point, was it Batman Begins, and then Prestige, and then Dark Knight Return?
The Prestige was the one I was trying to think of the name of.
I love The Prestige, despite the weird fantasy elements.
The Prestige came out in the same year as The Machinist, right? The Machinist?
No.
No,
you're thinking of the Edward Norton film?
Yeah.
Illusionist.
The Illusionist.
God, I tried to choose between Illusionist and Prestige, and Illusionist had higher ratings at that time.
Yeah, so I went to see Illusionist. Everyone loved
Illusionist.
Then
I hated it.
Yeah.
Then saw Prestige on video and was like, why didn't I see The Prestige? Because I've seen The Prestige like 4 or 5 times
now. I haven't seen either yet, actually. I should probably see
Prestige. You've never seen The Prestige?
I need to see The Prestige.
Oh, you should see it. Everyone loved The Illusionist. I couldn't understand. I personally thought The Prestige was a lot better.
Yeah,
personally.
I think The Prestige is way better.
Yeah,
I think it holds up better, too, because I've seen The Illusionist the second time, and I'm like, balls.
Yeah. For me, when that kind of choice presents itself, where there are two very similar movies at the same time, the tendency for me is to see neither of them, and then wait for it to shake out, and then go, hey, Kevin, which of these was better?
Ants. Because Bug's Life is balls.
For example, I really wish I had seen Ants instead of Bug's Life.
Shark Tale.
No. I don't know about that one, sir.
Versus Finding Nemo? Are you kidding me? Shark Tale.
I'm going to punch you in the face.
Shark Tale has...
Will Smith.
I was about to say Bruce Willis for some reason. Bruce Will Smith.
Bruce Will Smith. Oh, man. Coming to you with the Karate Kid. Kid Harder.
The Karate Kid's father.
Karate Kid kicks back.
Karate Kid's father paid for this one, too. But Inception, I've seen trailers that really don't tell you very much. It's just that there's something about a heist going on in someone's mind. I don't want to know anymore. I want to go in with, I kind of have a concept of what's going on. That's it. And if I could choose, I would want to go in without knowing anything.
Exactly. It's a very well-crafted trailer in that it shows you the visuals, it shows you the style, and it gives you the barest feeling of what the plot is, and beyond that, it tells you nothing.
The thing about The Prestige is when it came out, I didn't think there was very much marketing for The Prestige, because I didn't know anything about that film. I just knew both were about magic.
Yeah, exactly.
So I said, okay, Edward Norton then. I don't like Hugh Jackman. And this was before I discovered how awesome Christian Bale is. So, yeah. And I went into The Prestige not knowing really anything about the movie at all.
And it was better for that.
Scarlett Johansson's in that one, too.
Interesting.
Her Slurpee cup's pretty good. I mean, but the Prestige version, I mean, not the Iron Man.
But we can talk about this a little bit. Is it because we've gotten older, or is it because trailers have become a lost art that so many trailers just give away the entire movie right there?
It is because we've gotten older.
Okay.
It is not because of marketing. I really feel like there's a certain point where you have to hit every year you have to hit a higher mark in order to impress us versus like some younger kids that have not seen as much. The more you've seen, the more experience you have, the less a new experience is going to be very interesting to you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which is why, like, you know, every year I try to see one movie that'll be a great action film or one movie that'll just blow my mind. And you know what? It rarely happens. It's hard to even find one.
Because the bar just gets higher every time.
Yeah, it's just creep. I mean, that's always how it goes.
It's just like how a lot of comedies I just don't find funny anymore.
Well, yeah. Comedy is very specifically that. I mean, joke's only funny the first and third time you hear it.
Is it bad that...
It's actually... there are a lot of theories about how many times you can hear a joke before it's funny again. Like, the first time it's funny, then the third time it's funny, and then, like, the 17th time it might be funny. It'll be funny again, that kind of thing.
Is it bad that I didn't think The Hangover was very funny?
I didn't see The Hangover yet.
I haven't seen that one either, actually.
So we don't know.
Okay, because like everyone was like, oh, it's so funny, there's so many things to quote from, and I was like, I laughed twice while seeing that. Twice is pretty good for a comedy for me, but, you know, I didn't...
Yeah,
I laughed more at Get Him to the Greek than that.
I judge comedies based on how many times I belly laugh. And, you know, the thing is that I have a different standard of belly laugh from other people. Like, that's why I consider The Pacifier a comedy, because I belly laughed twice.
The Pacifier is a comedy.
Well, like a comedy.
Oh, worth watching. That it's actually a comedy.
Okay. That's actually a good
guy. As opposed like a to a movie that tries comedy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where it's just like well, actually, I don't know if it's a movie that tries comedy and succeeds at it. It's just a movie that is comedic.
Spy Next Door.
Didn't laugh.
You saw it? You saw it?
Maybe.
On an airplane?
No.
A theater.
No.
Oh, okay.
I didn't see it in a theater. I definitely didn't see it in a theater.
It's either like you could save yourself here late or night cable, hurt yourself.
Yeah, it's usually late night cable because there's just every once in a while I will decide to watch a terrible, terrible movie on late night cable.
Oh, I see.
That's how I saw Underworld and Underworld 2 Rise of the Lycans.
No, 3 is Rise of the Lycans.
Oh, 3? Oh, man.
What's 2?
Evolution.
Evolution.
Evolution, you're right. Right.
Yeah. You've only seen 1 and 3.
I guess I haven't seen 2. And that's how I've seen, you know, the later Blade movies.
You mean 3?
I'm trying to think right now.
The first two are not bad. In fact, the second one's pretty good.
Yeah, the second one was
actually
awesome.
Yeah, I think it's just 3 that I've seen then.
Oh, my God.
3 is kind of neat.
The later Blade movie.
The later... Yeah, it's the late night movie.
You notice that in really geeky franchises, the third film is never the best one.
Yeah.
Except for one trilogy.
We actually had a theory.
Indiana Jones for me.
We actually had a theory.
I don't think it's
that.
The best, but a lot of people like it more than 2. Same it's like Back for, to the Future.
Yeah. For a lot of big franchises, it actually came up for video games a lot. You know,
where
the first
2
one's
is terrible.
The first one's groundbreaking. The second one's an improvement on the first. The third one, they're just mailing it in.
Really? Because that didn't work for Devil May Cry.
Devil May Cry, they got the first two out of the way somehow. They got their mail it in out of the way very quickly.
wait, there was a second Devil May Cry game? Where? Wasn't that called Bayonetta? They released it late, right?
Yeah, clearly.
They worked on it for an extra 10 years?
But yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I remember working this theory out with, it was with Albert about Showdown. Where, you know, Showdown 1 was, you know, an interesting game. Showdown 2 was an interesting but, you know, harder game. Showdown 3 sucked, and then Showdown 4 is really balanced.
But you can't say the same thing about Street Fighter either.
Well, that's because you can't count with Street Fighter.
That's because... Yeah.
Which one's the third game?
Oh, I see what you got.
Champion
Super
Edition.
Super Turbo.
Champion Edition.
Champion Edition. Champion Edition.
Street Fighter 1, Street Fighter 2.
You're actually counting Street Fighter 1 then. Okay, yeah. Yeah, Championship Edition is totally mailing it in.
Well,
so was Super... Well, actually, Super Turbo was actually good.
But yeah, the whole thing about the Street Fighter franchise is that what they do is they just do...
They iterate.
They do patches. Yeah. They sell patches. They're really good patches sometimes, but...
I wear them on my sleeve.
They keep me from playing other Street Fighters.
Yes.
Where were we?
Dead or Alive.
The Street Fighter movie.
Oh, DOA.
1, 2, and 3. Set your age.
99. They're like waves of the moon.
So this has been our summer movie discussion. devolved into video games.
Hold on. Let's actually go back to that, because there was a topic you wanted to get into, which is about how much this movie season sucks.
Yes, this movie season is pretty terrible.
I mean, it's
summer
just,
movie season.
It's symbolic. It's really the culmination of years of decreasing originality, basically. Yeah.
And because the fact that people get excited for stuff they're familiar with. I mean, people like familiarity.
Well, no, specifically, it's guaranteed to sell.
Yeah.
And the guarantee is what gets them to actually make the
because,
project
I mean,
in the first
you,
place.
Yeah, you look at a lot of these movies, and there's not a scrap of originality in any of them. Marmaduke, Prince of Persia, The Sands of Time.
Marmaduke was much better when it was called Garfield. Garfield was much better when they didn't have one.
And I mean, then you
have to admit, Garfield
like,
minus Garfield is a masterpiece.
And then you have a bunch of movies with two after them, or three, or Eclipse, or...
Well, that's a sequel.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of sequels this year. That's always been the case, but...
More and more sequels.
More and more sequels every year, it seems like.
Same thing with video games.
Yeah.
Well, it's a business. It's officially a business. I mean, it's... I don't know.
The thing
Winter's
that's
the
different
art.
Between
Summer's
movies
the business.
And video games is that usually the next iteration of video game will be an improvement on the first.
Well, yes, that's because they have...
Not in movie form.
Well, maybe once they get those robot actors working, you know.
Vocaloids?
Oh, man, I'm not going to be
the
here
Vocaloid
when
the... Vocaloid movie.
The Vocaloid movie is probably coming. I'm not even kidding about this.
Pre-order
it's going to happen. I'm not going to go to that.
So when was the last time you went to a Vocaloid concert, Dom?
I haven't been to a Vocaloid concert. I've been to an Idolmaster concert. Actually, it was in the middle of everything else, though. There was Idolmaster in the middle of all these other
the
stuff.
In the middle.
Yeah.
What?
What? What?
You better gleam that cube.
You better crank harder with a vengeance.
Oh, here's your Vocaloid.
Crank free or die hard, Lawrence.
Leak spin.
What is the name of Haruko Inu Ki thing?
What?
What's
Hatsune Miku?
There we go.
I'm trying to think, what the hell is Haruko Inu Ki?
For everyone who has no idea what's going on right now, Lawrence just came in with the...
with his Vocaloid figure.
Yeah.
I hope it was
what's
washed.
What's his name again?
Just call her Vocaloid.
Okay, why is the green onion thing such a big deal?
Because of random people on the internet making something loop and then just people brainwashing themselves with it.
Peanut butter jelly time!
Yeah, it's the peanut butter jelly time principle. It's why you see a banana doing this repeatedly and then people know what it is.
I like peanut butter jelly time.
And before that, the Happy Happy Joy Joy, yeah.
What's Happy Happy Joy Joy?
From Ren and Stimpy.
I don't think I was born by that point.
Hell is wrong with you?
I saw Ren Stimpy when I was born. That was a very disturbing Nickelodeon show,
happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy.
You can stop now, Danny.
Don't whiz on the electric fence.
The rules are simple.
You guys sound like idiots.
Thanks. So, yeah, anyway, back to the discussion, though.
I know what that is. I just never saw it.
Yeah.
There's something about log.
It's log.
It's big. It's heavy. It's wood.
Everyone loves the log. Everyone
it's better than
log.
Bad
yeah.
than good. It's better than bad. It's good.
But yeah, so the thing we were going to talk about how movies are just seeming decreasingly original, and this year just seems like a huge wasteland. I mean, the five movies that Kevin named off, which are Salt, Inception,
Splice,
yeah, like those
all S words.
Yeah.
Inception? Sinception.
Oh, yeah,
Sinception.
Get Low. The only one the only one that's... It's Scott Pilgrim. The only one that's not an original is Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah. And so, yeah, I mean, you have four original movies, and there's a bunch of stuff where it's like either adapting someone else's idea to a big screen or just plain sequelizing. And you look at it and you go, I don't want to see any of these.
I will admit, I had a very hard time putting together five.
Yeah. I mean, I had a hard time getting together three.
Well, let's think. I have delightfully low expectations. I have seen two movies this summer. I've liked them both so far.
Fair enough.
I mean, I have relatively low expectations too, but Marmaduke?
I'm not planning to watch Marmaduke.
Yet.
I didn't even like the comic!
Did you like Garfield, A Tale of Two Kitties?
No.
Okay.
That would require me
to
watch
the Chipmunks movie?
That would require me to have watched it.
Oh, the Chipmunks movie. Those are good movies.
Wait, didn't they switch out who played Dave or whatever in between those movies,
no,
too?
No, it's still the same Dave of Jason Lee, but in the second one, it's his cousin, Zach Levi.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Oh, hold on.
Chuck was pretty good this season.
Chuck was down and then up.
Yeah, yeah. I think definitely up at the very end.
Up at the very end.
Very ballsy.
Very ballsy. The last three episodes were incredibly good.
TV and then, is much better than movies recently.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's where they can stick their original ideas. Isn't that weird?
Original ideas on television, like Law and Order and CSI.
Hey, I know, guys. Let's make it yet another cop drama.
You know, I didn't know that NCIS was a humorous show, like a pretty, you know,
not so super serious
show. It's semi-comedy.
Yeah. I just thought it was CSI,
yet another CSI
rearranged
yeah.
in a different way.
Yeah.
Like Northern CIS.
Well, that's the thing. CSI, like, the only humor they have is basically gallows humor.
Or it's David Caruso doing his one-liner at the beginning of the episode.
Well, those aren't intentional humor.
Oh, no, those are...
Well, I suppose there's no choice at this point for them, except for them to be intentional, but, you know.
Yeah! What are you looking at me like that for?
You're talking about the Who song at the beginning, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought that was one of his one-liners. Let's
open
the show.
It feels like it now.
So, we didn't really talk about summer movies.
Watch more television.
The television's been doing very well. Catch up on the television that you missed during the regular year. But I think that April and... God. April. Just April.
Is when you should watch your movies?
Tends to have the most original movies coming out. Mm. I don't know about this year.
Yeah.
What even came out in April this year? Kick-Ass was disappointing to me. But there was another movie that came out. Oh, The Losers. No, I heard that was bad, too.
Yeah.
What else came out in April? Who knows?
What movies in April?
Tell me a film that is really excellent that came out this year.
Really excellent.
Really excellent came out this year. Honestly excellent.
I'm going to cheat and look it up.
Yeah, I'm going to look it up, too. I have no idea because...
Internet hole!
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I don't remember going to the... Because last year, you know, we went to a lot of movies, good or bad. This year, we haven't really had the urge to go see movies with each other because we don't want to.
Okay, so I'm looking at the top-rated 2000s titles. Wait, would that even include 2010? Oh, it doesn't. Shoot.
While you guys are looking this up, would I be crucified in saying that I actually kind of want to see the Predators movie?
No. I think
it's kind of Paula
Bibi. Imran Antal is actually a pretty... He's going to be a pretty up-and-coming director.
Hmm. It's probably going to be terrible, but it's Predators. I don't know.
I will tell you, I enjoyed Alien vs. Predator 2.
Really?
Yes. It's a very good movie to play... While you're playing poker.
I'll say it delivered on the blood, but very little else.
No, I think it was entertaining. All I want, if I'm seeing a movie called Alien vs. Predator, is aliens and predators
killing each other and
the humans that come in between. I don't want to follow the humans.
Yeah.
Forget the humans. Yeah, I don't even want them in the movie. But if you're going to have to put them in there, just don't give them characters or stories or anything like that.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm still looking this up, and I haven't found a movie I really enjoyed yet. Well, I mean, I enjoyed Iron Man 2, honestly, so that counts. But, like, in terms of just excellent movies where I can look back and say, hey, that was good.
I haven't seen one of those in years.
God, it's really hard to find them.
All right, wait. Category 2010 films by Wikipedia. Here we go.
The last two films I could think of where I actually had that response. Or The Sixth Sense and Memento.
That's really long ago.
Yeah.
Like I said, I have a very high tolerance for bad movies.
I think a lot of the best
movie.
Films of 2010 have not yet come out. That's probably it.
That's probably it, yeah.
I really want to see Exit Through the Gift Shop.
You mentioned that to me, and I have no idea what it is. And I'm
those are the best movies to just go into.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's what happened to me when you recommended Moon to me. You didn't actually tell me what it was, and I went to see it, and I thoroughly enjoyed it.
And that's what happened to us when we went to see Crank.
It's true. How much we liked Crank.
Wow, that was a surprise.
That really that was movie. A surprise.
Holy crap.
We were like, hey, wait, that was a video game movie.
This is going to be awful. What is this?
Oh, man. Danny, I'm going to show you Moon, all right?
Okay.
Toy Story 3 might end up being the best film of 2010.
Not Curious George 2 Follow That Monkey?
Whoa, really?
There's a Curious George 2 coming out this year?
Apparently so.
Wow. Okay, that is definitely going to be in the top 10 of the summer. That's not coming out this summer, though, right?
I don't think
so. Christmas?
It probably is like a holiday movie.
Wait. Let's look at these. Let's see what else came out in 2010. Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah. Wait a second.
Babies. The Backup Plan. Book of Eli. The Day Bounty Night. Hunter. Clash of the Titans. There's yours, Chris. Cop Out.
Death at a Funeral.
Date Night. Death at a Funeral. Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Green Zone.
Hot you
Tub
mean Born
Time
Identity
Machine.
4?
How to Train Your Dragon.
Oh, how did you? Oh, that one.
I've
yeah,
seen in 2010
yeah.
so far.
I haven't seen that
over
yet.
Toy Story 3.
How to Train Your Dragon was.
I actually yeah, haven't seen How to Train Your Dragon.
The worst good. Thing for you guys is it's out of IMAX 3D because it's really great in IMAX 3D.
Nope. Oh, well.
I'm okay without seeing any more movies in 3D though.
All right. But 3D in How to Train Your Dragon, I say, is worth it.
It was
very
good.
As
well,
it's right? very well integrated. The shots are designed to be following things in 3D.
That's fair.
What else we have this year? Killers.
Night and Day.
We're talking about movies that are coming out later this year.
The Gruber ended up being a disappointment. I didn't see it.
It was a disappointment even for a Saturday Night Live movie, which is surprising considering how low the bar is on those.
Oh, I enjoyed Shutter Island.
I actually enjoyed Shutter Island too. I liked Shutter
Island. Not the best Martin Scorsese film. Not even
like the.
It won't even be in my top 10 by the end of this year, but it was fine. It was supposed to come out last year, so that's my excuse.
It's competence.
Yeah, I'm looking at Metacritic. Do you want to know, out of this huge list of films, how many of them actually are in the green, which means they actually scored above a 60?
How many?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Out of, looks like, 50 films.
This wow. is just a really bad year.
Oh, I want to see A Prophet. These are wide releases, but A Prophet is a small release that actually is coming to video soon. We missed our chance to see it in a theater.
Oh.
But it's like The Italian Godfather.
What?
What? As made by the Italians, right? Okay. And not Italian-Americans?
Oh, no. But it's made by French.
It's the French-Italian Godfather?
Actually, the main character is not Italian.
He's French?
He's from the Middle East.
Is he Jean Reno?
But he says French. He's not Jean Reno. God, I tell you it's a Jean Reno film. Actually, I'm getting all these nationalities wrong. Kevin, cut this part out. Or, hey, you guys understand. I'm screwing around. Yep.
Hey, if an Italian guy can make the best Westerns, then the French guy can make the best mafia movies. That's what I say.
Yeah. Who's the French guy that makes the best mafia movies?
Whoever you just named.
Oh.
That's Sergio Leone.
Sergio Leone's French? He's Italian.
He's Italian. That's why I said, well, if an Italian guy can make the best Western.
Oh, then a French guy
can
make
it.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. Did you know Tom Cruise made the best samurai movie?
Disagree!
Oh, wait. I used the wrong word. The last samurai movie.
You're the man now, dog.
You're the man now, dog.
Can you believe that was a Gus Van Sant film?
Really?
Yeah.
The Last Samurai?
No!
Oh, wait, you just quoted my bad.
We're Finding Forrester. Yeah. All right, this podcast is gone. I think we haven't recorded with each other for a while, so we're kind of just pouring in every idea possible.
All right.
All right, that wraps up this episode. I forgot what we do at the end.
Well, we can do a quote sound off from just our favorite summer movies.
I also mean you need to talk about the website and the email.
Oh, that part. Okay. So you can find us online at s-words-podcast.com. And if you have feedback and suggestions, send them to feedback@s-words-podcast.com. You can find us on Twitter at twitter.com/s_words. Kevin is at twitter.com/superunker, which you may or may not know is a Korean poop game.
That is true.
You can find Danny on Twitter at...
No, you can't.
And you can find Chris on Twitter at...
Crush New Guinea.
The real Chris Gwynn. Or actually, twitter.com/toolfan.
There you go.
What was the name of that thing again? Hatsune
Miku?
Yeah. Okay. That's what I think of when I think of Chris's Twitter username.
Chris is a Vocaloid. Well, I mean, the Vocaloid thing isn't that different from just auto-tuning everything.
Yeah, I know. But anyway, it's not a real person.
It's true.
Well, oh, actually, it was.
And probably one person in more important.
Let's close out this segment with a look back at some of our favorite friends. Now, I know there's a guy that has a movie coming out in September, which is right outside of the summer movie season, but I am excited to see his new film, Resident Evil, the one in 3D.
Really?
Oh, no, I'm not.
Well, it's
but
actually...
I sure am. Paul W. Anderson, welcome back. Hey, here's my buddy, M. Night. I hear you got a new movie coming out.
It's called
Airbender.
The Last Airbender, because I couldn't get the rights to Avatar. Apparently using them.
Avatar, that's that Jim Cameron blue cat, right?
Yes.
My name's Jim Cameron, and I think that this oil spill is terrible. Terrible!
What
I will be making
spill?
A movie
Wait,
about it.
What oil spill? I didn't know
I
there was
believe
an oil
that
spill.
Our oceans are sacred, and this oil may soon reach my precious Titanic ruin.
Come see my new movie in 3D. You'll think it's like Avatar, but terrible.
Come see The Last Airbender.
You've already seen Avatar. Ha, 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 ha.
Avatar 2 is in 3D, right? You just did that thing where you make the movie, then they make the movie again, twice, and you see it with two eyes.
With three eyes.
Three eyes.
Avatar 2 will be so epic, so amazing, that you will grow a third eye in order to see it in glorious 9.5 dimensions.
Wait. Oh.
The 9th dimension is love.
Wait. Rage?
Love.
Fear, hope, love, compassion.
Your penis.
Will. What are the other colors? God. Death! Hope! Wait, no!
Green Lantern movie is not being made by me, Jim Cameron.
I'm making
a movie.
Who
sounds oddly like the voice of God.
I'm making a movie about that thing where the Japanese record the computers and talk to you.
Remember, the guy who's bringing that to the States is not me. I am bringing Battle Angel Alita to the States.
Wait, I thought you were making that movie about Jesus' blanket.
No.
The movie about Jesus' blanket, the thing they wrapped around him, and he went to sleep forever and came back.
Wait, is James Cameron actually doing a Shroud of Turin movie?
Yeah!
Well.
Who are you? I was talking to Jimmy.
This is now James Cameron again. Yes, I am making a film about the Shroud of Turin. It will involve the ocean somehow.
What?
The ocean.
Jesus' blanket movie.
Yes, Jesus' blanket in the ocean.
I think we're getting in trouble with this.
Maybe.
I think once we start talking about Jesus, we're in trouble.
I'm not sure that's such a good idea, Brian.
Who are you?
Is that Pinky. Well, how did Pinky replace M. Night Shyamalan?
This feels like it should be an episode of its own.
Hey, guys.
Who is that?
I don't know. Wait, what was it? What was the thing? Who's that at the door? Jason Statham. Hi, guys.
Sounds like Ken from Barbie.
Barbie, let's go party.
Yeah. Good night, everybody.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Ken.
You spelled what and far wrong.